In the Globe and Mail this morning, a story about how science has been fighting to achieve a cure for AIDS. For the first time, the annual number of AIDS deaths is falling. Also falling is the number of newly infected. And anybody who contracts AIDS today has almost normal life expectancy compared to the prospect of dying within about 6 months when the AIDS epidemic first hit in the 1980s. We're joined with Health Headlines this morning by Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How has this happened, this transition that has occurred step by step in the scientific community?
For the most part, the transition has attacked it from different different directions. One is the ability to diagnose the condition earlier, the fact that there's more awareness of the disease. And thirdly, the development of medications due to our understanding of how the virus works and how it spreads and how it identifies the various cells that it affects and how it reproduces, the ability to interfere with that process by using a series of different medications used all at the same time to attack the virus at different levels of its biology. And so by doing that over time, again, these medications were introduced one at a time through research until we've reached a point now that by using these medications, especially very early on in the process, making a diagnosis early and treating that person on a continual basis with these medications, you keep the actual virus, at levels so low that it does no damage to the body and further does not spread to anybody else. That person doesn't become contagious anymore. So you literally are putting the virus in a state of, I guess a good way to put it is suspended animation. It just doesn't do anything anymore. It's still there. So it's not a cure per se, but it's an effective control over the virus itself so that you just prevent it from growing and reproducing. And the person, as you said, Mark, lives a completely normal life. Men live to age 78 and women to age 83.
And it shows the capacity for science, properly funded medical research and scientific experimentation, how that can tackle a disease like this that only arrived, 30, 35 years ago, and now is much more under control than it was then.
That's correct. And in this conference as well in Washington, they talked about one instance of a man who had leukemia. And this is where you look at science and see the sort of serendipitous or the just sort of by luck finding out something. He had HIV. He also had leukemia. And he was given a bone marrow transplant. And the donor had a genetic mutation that, in effect, made it impossible for the virus itself to bind to any cells, that is, to attack the cell, go into it, and reproduce itself. And this is the only man that has been documented to have been literally cured of the disease. There is no virus in his body at all with this particular genetic mutation that is now circulating in his body with his white cells. So this provides another clue on how to be able to attack this virus in terms of preventing, again, in its biology and how it works, how this mutation actually prevents this from occurring, and possibly, and it's still way, way, way down the road, possibly being able to incorporate this into a means of getting other people's bodies to produce the same kind of effect to prevent that virus from spreading. So very, very interesting, and also very heartening for people who have HIV to know that although the virus may not be eliminated from their bodies, the counts are so low that you're treating this now more as a chronic disease, and as long as you take your medications, you end up living a completely normal life and not infecting any partners or family members or friends.